question is asked in halakha regarding standing during Kaddish. Does one have to stand when the Kaddish is being recited? The Rama in Siman Nun Vav clearly writes that it is proper to stand during the Kaddish. According to the Ashkenazim, they would stand for every Kaddish from beginning till the end of the Kaddish. Their source is actually from the Nevi'im. When Ehud ben Gera, who was one of the Shofetim, came to actually kill Eglon Melech Moab. Eglon, the king of Moab, didn't know in that meeting he's going to be killed, but Ehud came and he said, Devar Seter Li Elecha, I have something to tell you, I have a secret to talk to you about, something in private I have to talk to you. So the king said, go. So he says, Devar Elohim Li Elecha, says, God has told me to convey this message to you. When Eglon heard the name of God, he got up from his chair. So the Yerushalmi learns from there that you see that when you hear God's name, you should stand up. Hence, Kaddish, which is also praising Borei Olam's name, Yehesh Shomer Abba Mevarach. So therefore, they have the custom to stand. However, that was not the minhag of the Ari. The minhag of the Ari in our custom is that any Kaddish that you were standing already, so then you continue to stand. However, if you were sitting, you can continue to sit. Now the question is, how long do you have to stand if you were caught standing? The halakha says, up until after you answer Yehesh Shomer Abba Mevarach. Which is once the person that's answering, not the person that's saying the Kaddish, once the person that's answering finishes Yehesh Shomer Abba Mevarach until Daminam Be'alma, then he's able to sit. However, it should be pointed out, it might not be so proper when the Kaddish is about to be said and you're standing to scurry to run to your seat in order to sit. It seems if you're standing already and it's all he's got to do is say the Kaddish, the next word out of his mouth is Yit Kadal, so you should remain standing. Therefore we might question the practice on Friday night where they say the Birkat Me'en Sheva, and then after the Hazan says Mekadesh Shabbat, there's a mad rush to the seats because we can't stand for another 10 seconds. That'd be too much for the Torah. Therefore, the halakha: if you're standing already, why don't you remain standing until he answers Yehesh Shomer Abba. Regarding singing the Kaddish, there are times when the Hazan sings the Kaddish. For example, on Friday night, Shabbat, holidays. I asked this question to Acham Baruch, may live and be well, and he answered me clearly, there is no difference. Even if the Hazan is singing the Kaddish, one must remain standing. Now once we mention this already, it should be pointed out, some have the custom to stand during the Kaddish on Friday night, in its entirety. Now that's for a different reason. That's because the extra neshama comes into a person on Friday night at the time of Kaddish and Barechu. So they have the custom to stand during the whole Kaddish. We learned from the rabbi that he said it's proper to stand at least during Barechu on Friday night in order to accept the Tosefet Shabbat.